This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, friends. Scott Hanna live in Watford City, North Dakota today, and our first broadcast from the McKenzie County Farmer. Newspaper of record for McKenzie County, 115 years they've been serving this community, and we're so thrilled to have the McKenzie County Farmer as part of the Flag Family Media team now as well. So really excited to be here, broadcasting right on Main Street from the McKenzie County Farmer. So great fun today. 7 past the hour. I want to squeeze Dan and Fargo in with a comment about last hour's guest and then crank up our talk radio town hall today. We're pleased to be joined by Perry Schaefer, who is the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Dan Lederman, who's chair of the Republican Party in South Dakota today, and encourage South Dakotans, North Dakotans with your questions or comments to have a chance to visit with the chairman of these two parties, talk a little bit about the future and what's to come. Looking forward to it. We're brought to you today by our friends at News Max. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump, but The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere. Or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com. That's again the website to get the deal. Thereturn911.com. Pretty exciting stuff, and Dick Morris will join us in the coming days on What's on Your Mind. All right, before we go to our guest for the Talk Radio Town Hall, just one follow-up from last hour's conversation with Jason Sturrock from the Credit Union National Association. Dan and Fargo, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, great show this morning. Quite a bit of interesting topics related to economics. I taught economics for many years. I discovered that one overlooked factor about it is the velocity of money. In other words, how fast within an economy money, especially new money, printed money, funny money, can circulate. And the speed of circulation is a hard thing to measure. There used to be a standard thing where they'd mark a dollar bill or a $10 bill, and then checking it, see how many people it had gone through. There sometimes was a little note on them, and they'd say, call if you've had this bill. And it was just amazing. But we're talking here now about the electronic transfer almost instantaneously of the record of debt ownership. Debt ownership is really hidden by the money supply because people are using a lot of money that is electronic in form, and it's merely the transfer between banks and the wire and in the economy of the record of ownership of who owns the money temporarily. You can't really have the money and the cash in the sense that you once could. So I would say keep track of the velocity of circulation. That amplifies inflation tremendously.
Well, Dan, as usual, you're proving the wisdom of our listeners and appreciate the wise counsel. I think it's a little tougher to trace the bills, so to speak, in this economy, but I think we have the proof in what was done with the COVID dollars and the Biden administration ramming through without a Republican vote all kinds of free money, as you call it, and we're seeing the effect, right? So without marking the bills, the answer comes in the form of this inflation, which now what we hear in May already today, 8.9% or something, it's out of control. Don't you think that answers your question right there?
Yes, it is an answer that's always got to be asked by people, I think, to pay attention to our country's future.
Thanks for the call. And but for Senator Kevin Cramer and Senator John Hoeven, by the way, who cut a deal with Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema to say, don't go for Biden's $5 trillion deal. Let's do a bipartisan infrastructure deal. It would be even worse than it is. Mind you, that's what they wanted to do. I think now because of inflation, they'll be stopped. But also, folks like Manchin and Sinema had a chance to vote for something different rather than being forced into voting for $4, $5, $6 trillion in quote-unquote soft infrastructure. Never forget that. Was it perfect? Far from it. But it saved us from another ridiculously pieced together soft infrastructure bill, no doubt about it. Let me welcome our guests to the program. We'll start with kind of their opening comments, and then we'll welcome some calls as we go throughout the program on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Chairman of the Republican Party in South Dakota, Dan Lederman. Dan, nice to have you back. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Scott.
And Perry Schaefer has been a guest on this program before, but nice to have Perry back again, Chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Perry Schaefer. Perry, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott. Look forward to visiting.
In about a minute or so, I'd like to ask each of you the sort of the state of the Republican Party, the apparatus politically of the Republican cause in North Dakota. How are things, Perry?
Things are good. There's always issues, as you well know, running any kind of an organization, no matter if it's business, Scott, or if it's politics. But I think communication is the deal that has been working very well. Excuse me, to be honest with you. So I think the more we communicate, the more we get people in the room and have conversations about our party and about the direction of our party, I think it's just getting better and better. So I think the state of the party is in good shape. Financially, we're in good shape. We have some great candidates running for all of the open statewide positions. The primary is over, so we know who our endorsed candidates are legislatively moving forward. So Overall, it's going fairly well.
And Dan, from your perspective, state of the Republican Party in South Dakota.
Strong, very strong. We have 46 of the 66 counties are active. We've got grassroots all over the state that's working towards winning in November. Financially, we're strong. We've probably had our best fundraising month this last month with help from Governor Nelm, also our state convention. And we've had some great success in communications for getting into the media. We just had an interview today about the Democrats convention and got to express our views on the candidates that they put forth. So, with all the pillars of an election and a campaign, fundraising, political strategy, organizing, we're firing on all cylinders right now, and the party's very strong.
You're both coming off conventions with a record amount of delegates, Perry, there was obviously some differences of opinion among the convention goers, but that's why you have a convention, right, to vote on things and resolutions and platforms and candidates and whatnot. Yours is a little further away than Dan's. Dan's just wrapped up, but talk about how things have been post-convention, Perry, with the differences of opinion.
Yeah, we had the largest convention ever in the state of North Dakota, just April 2nd, as a matter of fact. 2,300 delegates, 2,500 people in the room. So we filled up the Civic Center here in Bismarck. There's always, like I said earlier, there's always opinions and there's always emotions involved. And I think the convention was managed very well. I was very happy with the resolutions process and certainly with the endorsement process that we have at the convention. And since then, to be frank, we've been working very, very hard with the with the outcome of the convention, with the statewide that won at the convention, as well as now since the primary is over here in North Dakota, obviously, then now we have our delegates that are our legislative delegates that are that we are supporting as well moving forward. So overall, I agree with Dan. I think we have a very strong party. We have 47 districts in our state. They're spread out from the east to the west, obviously. And overall, I think things are going fairly well.
When we come back, we'll ask the same question of Dan post-convention. You know, things were pretty tight on some key questions at, in North Dakota, probably 45 more along the lines of 60-40 for you, Dan, but I'd be curious of where things are at coming off of the convention there, and then we're going to get to your calls. Any questions or comments you have, anything you want to ask, I would ask that we focus a little bit on the future and what you want from the Republican Party, but, you know, we never dictate what you do ask, so any questions or comments, welcome for these two fellows that lead the Republican Party in North Dakota, Perry Schaefer, the Republican Party in South Dakota. Again, dominant majority parties. Dan Lederman joining us from South Dakota as well, but the two states pretty much alike. We'll do that when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres on a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Mind 20 past the hour. We have a new offer from our friends at MyPillow, one of the fine sponsors of What's on Your Mind, by the way. And this new offer has to do with new sheets. Yeah, Percal sheets. Now, this is a different kind of cotton. and it's designed for summer use. This is kind of cool. They were telling me about it yesterday, and I was like, wow, I like this idea. But the idea is that they get softer with every wash, but they're breathable. And so they have this wicking part of them, and it makes it much easier to, you know, if you are sweating a little or have some perspiration in the evening, it soaks them up, is my understanding of this. And they have some of the lowest prices ever on this. A good example, queen size percale sheets, for instance, would be like $89.95 normally, and they're like $39.95 now. So same deal on the king and the twin and the full, whatever it is you want to do. So it's a great summer purchase for those summer sheets, and you're going to love them. They really, Mike does this well. He doesn't just say, they're selling the cheapest stuff, and let's use our MyPillow brand. I mean, he goes out and finds the best of the best. A good example of this, the percale sheets now, priced right, brand new offer at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. The coffee is coming. It's not up yet. We did give some people some samples of that coffee that we're going to send their way, but the coffee not yet for sale at MyStore.com. But remember, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com for all the election integrity stuff. All you need to do is use the promo code Scott, and you know you're getting the best offer, okay? So go to those websites, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com, promo code Scott to get the best deal, or call 800-506-9028. Questions or comments for the chair of the Republican Party in North and South Dakota? Welcome today. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number, 800-506-9028, or text in your questions, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590 for these two. So, Dan, just a question a little bit about the differences of opinion, if you will, from the convention, how much of that is still lingering, and what you want folks to know going forward here about the Republican Party in South Dakota, and how you're addressing those that, you know, think a little bit differently on governance or bylaws or particular candidates. How do you unify things going forward here? That one's for you, Dan. So I guess, Kev, you got to bring Dan up.
No, we have
you have Perry.
We have Perry. Yep.
Okay, so Daniel, can you bring Dan up? Dan, can you hear me? Dan, can you hear me? I'm guessing he's not hearing me. So maybe you want to talk with him, if you would, and just check the connection. Daniel, I'll leave it to you. I'm going to ask Perry.
Oh, yeah. No, I have Dan, and he's not hearing us. Dan, are you there? Let me check.
Okay, well, while we're doing that, Kevin, let me ask Perry a question. We just would mention that Dick Morris has a new book out. He says Donald Trump definitely a candidate in 2024. Has some insight in, so I wouldn't call that a super big surprise, because there's been certainly a buildup. The president himself told me, tell your listeners I'm in for 2024, but we can't say it because of all the campaign laws yet, et cetera, et cetera. So I wouldn't be surprised. Some people thought that he wants a little palace intrigue. Is it a good thing that Donald Trump will be a candidate in 2024 if these reports are accurate?
Yeah, I think I voted for him twice. And if he's the candidate that wins through all the process of the primaries and all of those kinds of things, I'll vote for him again. But I can assure you he won't be the only one. We had an RNC meeting yesterday, and one of the subjects that we talk about, of course, is who may be running. And there was no names mentioned, but there's certainly going to be more than just Donald Trump running for the Republican endorsement.
Dan, I understand now Dan Lederman can hear us, so we got that cleared up. Thanks. I wanted to, Dan, go back to the question before the break, just talk about going forward. You had differences of opinion, 60-40, split on some key issues with candidates. How's the healing process going forward? How do you unite the party, and what message do you have for those that didn't agree with different candidates, different platform issues at the convention?
Well, I mean, at the convention, there were some disagreements, but we weren't disagreeable. You know, when you go to convention, it's a fight over the heart and soul of the party. And you have a lot of passionate people who feel certain ways about candidates, about issues. And we had a process in place to have meetings around the state for the platform and for resolutions. So I feel that everybody had their say and was heard. Ultimately, it comes down to votes on those resolutions and platform planks. And there were some that were a little dicey with 60-40 splits. But at the end of the day, we came together. We have the first time in 50 years we're running candidates in every legislative district in the state. We have a chance to get rid of the 11 Democrats that are left in the legislature and fill our legislature with 100% Republican legislators. We have a great slate of statewide candidates. Democrats haven't won a statewide race in over a decade. We plan to keep it that way. They rolled out their candidates. This is where we really unify, is when we look at what the Democrats are putting forth with their convention. They came out with a slate of candidates that had the average age of 71, and I have nothing against older folks, but I think that people want their elected officials to be a little bit younger than that and maybe a little have more of an open mind. Some of the candidates they have are a little too open-minded. They are pushing for transgender clothing sales and pushing higher taxes and limiting infrastructure projects. And their platform planks pushed for abortion on demand up to the date of birth, and also assisted suicide. So their party really is what I think unifies the Republican Party. When we see what the Democrats are putting forth for candidates and ideas, we know we have a job to do. Our Republicans have to come together. We have to win in November for the sake of the state of South Dakota and the country.
By the way, the Democrats think you're nasty in South Dakota, just so you know, Dan. I can tell from social media they're a little butthurt over the back and forth on social media. Do you got to be a little kinder, gentler with them, do you think, or what's the deal?
Yeah, they're pretty sensitive. We, you know, their candidate came out of the convention saying they were going to, quote, bury our public utilities commissioner. We responded with that their candidates piled out of a clown car. They didn't like that so much, so they've been feigning indignation all over the place. We got to clear a lot of that up, actually, in an interview yesterday on television, and it was fun to hear the Democrats cry about being classless, but yet they have no mention of what their candidates are saying or what they're doing on their side. So it's just the same hypocrisy that we see from before.
Here's a text question for both of you. Awesome show this morning, says the listener. Thank you. Appreciate this. Love the talk radio town hall concept and hearing from the two Republican Party chairs. Could you please ask how our votes are verified? One person, one vote. Something we hear a lot about. While I don't think anybody doubts the actual outcome, given the supermajority of the Republicans in North and South Dakota, how do we know it's one person, one vote? How do we know the votes are verified? How do you sleep at night as it pertains to election integrity? Good question. We'll give both a chance to answer. Perry first, then Dan. As we continue in calls, questions, comments, we're going to get to you those next segment, too, on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden selling his abortion executive order claimed a 10-year-old girl became pregnant in Ohio and had to travel to Indiana. That probably never happened. That's according to Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. He added a raped 10-year-old would be able to abort under Ohio's abortion laws. How bad is inflation in America? We'll find out tomorrow with the Consumer Price Index for June to be released. Pennsylvania's Democrat Governor Tom Wolf vetoed a bill that would have barred biological male athletes who are transgender from competing in women's sports, calling it discriminatory against marginalized youth. NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines on Fox News overnight.
Being someone who witnessed that firsthand, being at that competition in March, I saw the amount of tears shed, the extreme discomfort in the locker rooms, you know, the talk of anger and frustration, and, you know, I'm speaking for a large majority here.
USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you planning a move? Maybe it's a month or two away. Maybe it's later this year. Whenever you have that move planned, you want to start right now with our friends at Action Movers. They have the lowest rates, not only low rates, but best movers in the state. What a combo. Professionally trained, background checked. And everything from the full service move, you don't touch a thing, they do everything to, they'll drop off one of those storage units and leave it there for you to pack on your schedule and pick that up and move you where you're going. Action Movers is North Dakota's best moving company, have been since 1932. They're family owned, they're veteran owned. Great place to work too. I talk about that a lot, but their business is booming, so they're hiring warehouse men, movers, packers, drivers. You know, somebody that isn't afraid to work and got some muscle, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, no experience necessary, part-time positions, full-time positions. Pass a background check and you got a job. Have a Class A CDL. Tremendous opportunities for you. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. And one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for both employee drivers and owner-operators. Local, regional, over-the-road. Even a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more by visiting one of their offices. They just love it when you come on in. Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. Swing on in. Call them at 566-5532 or actionmoverswith2a's.com. Actionmovers.com. All right, but to the calls we go, but first just a question on this texter that wants to know, how do we get to one vote, one person? How do we know we have election integrity? Whoever wants to take that one first, go for it. Dan, you want to grab that one?
I think in South Dakota, we have certain protections that are in place that have been very good for us to guarantee election integrity. We have voter ID. We have paper ballots. We have a good process for recounts. But even with that, South Dakotans want a better system. So we saw that at convention where our Secretary of State candidate, an incumbent, was beat by a challenger who promised to make election integrity their number one priority. So it's still on the very top of the minds of South Dakotans, especially our core party members. And what they want to see is going after some of these registrations. We have thousands of people who register their vehicles in South Dakota yet live down in Arizona or all over the country with RVs. So that's been one point of concern. The other is a resistance to online voter registration changes or the ability for voters to change their information online. So I think South Dakotans are happy with the paper system we have and running everything through their county auditors. And I believe the system works well, but it can always be better. So that's something we'll be looking at here in the next legislative session.
Perry, how about you? Are you confident in the election integrity in North Dakota?
Yes, I am. Actually, we don't have voter registration like our colleagues in South Dakota do, but We just went through a training process with the Deputy Secretary of State, Jim Stillerum, here with several of our chairs around the table, going through the process of, you know, through the auditor's process and how votes are recorded and where they're sent and how they're sent from the different precincts up through the Secretary of State's office. And the question's a good question. We all want voter integrity. We all want one vote for one person. We all want to have a very secure, solid system. So there's no question about that. There's always room for improvement. But in Houston, our state, we have a very good process now. I'm very confident in the process. Certainly open to talk to our new Secretary of State as that process continues. But I've had a lot of conversations with Al Jaeger over the last year, especially, and understand more clearly how the process works here in the state. It's a very secure process, so I'm very comfortable with it.
Let's go to Glenn in Fargo. Question for our guest, and what's on your mind? Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, this last year I wanted to get more involved, and I was in District 41, and all of a sudden districts got shifted. But when I was in District 41, the district meeting, all of a sudden, that was moved to a different day than just about every district. It wasn't we weren't notified, and then the election for the district offices occurred. Then we got shifted to District 11 with the redistricting, and so I was frustrated with that whole process because they seemed to be able to find me to ask me for my money. I get all kinds of letters for that, but I couldn't get letters about when district meetings were being held or when those things are going. That's my first question. The second question is, how come our governor, who is a Republican and supposed to be in line with the Republican platform, vetoes a bill that when the number one platform on the platform is family values and supporting the family, and then he vetoes the bill that was passed by the legislature in relation to the transgender in athletics and those things? And if you could answer those two questions.
Yeah, the first, Glenn, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for wanting to be involved in our party. It's good. I mean, the more people that we have involved, the better. Redistricting is an interesting time frame. It happens every 10 years. We had 100,000 more people added to our census rolls this year. So every single district of the 47 districts were changed. Even chairmans were changed and executive boards were changed and legislators were changed and redistricted out. So it was kind of chaotic. But my apologies for you not getting the information from your district that you should have received. You are now in District 11. I'll reach out to Susie, and I'll make sure that if you could reach back out to me and make sure that we have your information so that you can be Susie can reach out to you. With respect to the transgender bill, if you look at, I don't know why Doug vetoed that bill. I'll have to sit down and ask him. But let's remember that he also signed 19 family bills last legislative session. Out of 21, there were 21 different family values type bills that were presented, and the 19 that made it across the finish line, he signed all of them. So I'm not sure why there was this issue with transgender sports. I think boys that were born boys are boys, and girls that were born girls are girls. And God makes that decision, not Perry Schaefer or anybody else for that matter. So I can certainly ask him. I do meet with him on a regular basis.
Appreciate the call, Glenn. Thank you. And we're going to keep moving here so we can get as many people in as possible. Texture wants to say to both of you, can we please skip the speeches for unchallenged candidates at conventions? That's an unnecessary waste of people's time, in my opinion. Dan, you want to take that one first?
Yeah, it's, you know, one thing about convention, they have the candidates there and their families and their supporters. It's a chance for that candidate to be able to speak directly to the delegates, especially when you're talking about North Dakota, when you have 2,200 folks on the floor of the convention. It's important to the candidates to talk to the delegates. It's important for them to talk about their vision, what they plan on doing in their office. So, we had several unchallenged candidates, incumbents, and they all got to speak. They all got their nominating speeches and their seconding speeches, and then the candidates gave an acceptance speech. But we limited it to 5 minutes. So the candidates were up and down, usually under 5 minutes. And it didn't take that much time, but it definitely gives a chance to the candidates to be able to speak their mind and talk directly to the voters.
Perry?
Scott, if I could weigh in on that. I agree with Dan 100%. We had two challenged races at our convention. Both of those challenged races were half hour. That was their time limit, period. They did a good job of staying within that framework, and all the unendorsed candidates had 5 minutes, and it was very well. I think they all deserve at least the ability to speak to the delegates on the floor, but we certainly did control the amount of time that they were able to speak.
Ron and Mandan for our guests on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, say, this is Ron, and Perry knows me pretty well. I'd like to address the December 18th private meeting. It does have some future to it. That's why I bring it up. But I was the one who followed you into the Republican headquarters. We had words. I would not leave the building, and you turned to the security guard and said, call the police. He called the police and described to them what I looked like, including my KFYR hat on my head. And I then left the building. The police came. We had some conversation. Well, December 21st, Bismarck Tribune article, Perry said, I don't know who called the police, but we gave the authorities or the security people the ability to do so if they saw fit. I have challenged that as not being the truth. So can you please state what you think, Perry?
Well, Ron, you and I have had this conversation multiple times, and I'm not exactly sure which part of it you're having such problems with, but the authorities that were here on December 18th had the authority to call the police if they saw some issues or if they were instructed to do so, and that's exactly what they did. So we've had this conversation multiple times.
Texter says, are we glossing over the full 30% of the party here actively seeking a reliably conservative, liberty-focused, viable third party? We're not Republicans because we want to be. It's because we have to be. I guess what they're getting at is obviously you're coming off your convention, Dan. You had 60-40 votes in some cases, so 40% of folks not happy with the direction of the Republican Party and trying to find another home. What message do you have them, and are you glossing over that there is a good chunk of the party that's seeking a reliably conservative, liberty-focused voice they don't find in the Republican Party of South Dakota, and Perry, for you in North Dakota?
So we do have the Libertarian Party.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, we do have options in South Dakota. They could be independent, they could be Democrat, they could be Libertarian. So as far as voter registration, there are options. But as a party, we try to be a big tent party. We try to accept people from all walks of life and all points of views. And we bring folks into the party and we show them what the platform is. We have, we believe that. A person who agrees with us 80% of the time does not make them an enemy for the other 20% of the time. So we try to be an open and accepting party. A lot of our members have libertarian views, but they're Republicans and they identify as such. And our voter registration totals show that. I think libertarians only total 2,800. We're at about 280,000. We're reaching the 50% mark of having almost 50% of the electorate on the Republican side. So I believe that our platform speaks for itself, and people want to be a part of our party.
And we'll give Perry a chance to answer the same question. We come back, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, tired of the same old, find a PetroServe near you. Get a load of this. Vegetable hot dish or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. You get the idea. Euland, Glendon, Enfield Avenue, 12th and I-29, Harwood and I-29, PetroServe USA.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
The Red River Valley Fair is back, July 8th through the 17th. Come and check out the ag education attractions during the 10 best days of summer. Learn where the food we eat comes from, how it gets from the farm to our table, and the importance of the trucking and transportation industry. There'll be live dairy cow milking demonstrations as well as a variety of farm animals to observe. Stop in July 8th through the 17th. Learn more about the agriculture business and why it's so important to our area. Or at least feed the goats.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Hey, reminder, Father's Day is coming up, and you might want to think about a gift card for Dad. They've got a good towards services or goods there, whatever. Think about that for a, talk about a great Father's Day gift. Reminder, we've got new GMCs. We've got new Buicks arriving daily, but you got to get in and get your name on one of them. And if you want exactly what you want, get it ordered. SchwannBuickGMC.com, the all-new Sierra 1500s are there to look at. You got to get on the order book there. Go to SchwanBuickGMC.com or stop in 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan.
Every day.
SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Every day is Dad's Day, right? And never too soon
there
to start
go,
for,
right?
for, yeah, exactly right, for maybe next year's Father's Day. But moms would say every day is Mother's Day, and I probably would agree with that even more, that every day.
Yeah.
Great idea. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Yes or no, how would you vote if the question of legalized marijuana is on the ballot in November? Yes, says the text here, but only if it's written by North Dakotans for North Dakotans. Also, I believe business owners should be still be allowed to do random drug tests. And, by the way, Sweet Creations in Flasher has the best donuts in North Dakota, great burgers as well. I wonder if they're going to be at the Red River Valley Fair, where we'll be Friday. We're going to, tomorrow, our question of the day is going to be, where should Senator Kevin Cramer broadcast from for the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow at the, Friday at the... Red River Valley Fair. So that's the question of the day tomorrow. Today's question, yes or no, Chris Larson will tally all the votes, your last chance to tally in, get in the drawing by calling us, or texting us rather, at 701-237-1590. A couple minutes left with our guests, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota and South Dakota, Barry Schaefer and Dan Lederman joining us. The question before the break that Dan answered is that you got a full 30% of your party actively seeking a reliable, conservative, liberty-focused, viable third party. We're not Republicans because we want to be. It's because we have to be. What do you say to that, Perry?
Yeah, I thank you for the question. You don't have to be a Republican. I agree with Dan. We have the Libertarian Party, the North Dakota Republican Party, the North Dakota Democratic Party. You can choose whichever one you want. And then you have to live with the platform that's there. In other words, we have a process in terms of changing planks if we choose to do that. From the national level, we haven't done that in quite some time. State of North Dakota, we certainly haven't done that. It's the same nine as we've had for quite some time. And so I don't agree that you have to be Republican. I think that if, to Dan's point exactly earlier, and I agree with Ronald Reagan, my 80% friend doesn't make him my 20% enemy. So, and I've said this multiple times as well. I've been married to the same beautiful woman 43 years. We don't always agree. We choose to live together. We choose to be married, and we choose to reconcile and figure out how to move forward together, hand in hand. So I think that's what we need to do more of in the Republican Party. Rather than this continued separation versus not. So if you agree with me 80% of the time and the platform planks mean something to you, then welcome to the Republican Party.
I want to give each of you a chance to just summarize sort of the conversation today and what you want people know to know about the Republican Party going forward, a minute each. Dan, go lay it on me.
Well, I just think that when we look at November, we have the cliche is that this is the most important election in our lifetime, and this one actually is. This one really lays out the differences between the two parties, what the visions are for the two parties. Do we want to continue destroying our economy? Do we want abortion on demand? Do we want our children to pay debt for the rest of their lives? These are big questions that we need to go to the polls and vote in November, and I think that the comparison between the two parties is going to make an easy choice for most voters to go and vote red in November.
Dan Lederman, chair of the Republican Party in South Dakota. Perry Schaefer, same question for the Republican Party chair in North Dakota.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, there's a definite separation on the abortion issues. The Democrats have no place to even have an abortion conversation. It's abortion on demand, in many cases, even after the birth of a child, which is ridiculous. The debt conversation that Dan just had with respect to our children looking forward, how do we want that to look? It is a cliche that this is the most important election of our lifetime, but it really is. We need to take back the House. We need to take back the Senate. Certainly take back the president. Presidency in 24, but we've got to start now, put our differences aside, get out and vote, and vote for the platform that you believe in. Certainly in Dan's state and in my state, a large percentage of us agree with the platform of the Republican Party. So that's my request, and my quest is to get out the vote, and let's do this from a national standpoint as well.
Appreciate you both. We'll do this again. Thanks for the update and the time today. Dan Lederman, chair of the Republican Party of South Dakota. Perry Schaefer, Republican Party chair in the North Dakota. A little talk radio town hall today on the program. Let's see. Chris Larson is here, our super producer. What's the final tally on the yes-no on legalizing marijuana?
Scotty, the last tally, and we just updated the total board, 78 no to 32 yes.
All right, so no, by overwhelming margin. Now, I don't know what that will mean come November, and we still don't know if they have enough signatures. But of those 100-plus votes, we're going to select a lucky winner. Lunch on me and a copy of Grassroots, the Action Agenda for America. Common Sense Action Agenda for America that came from you, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping folks. We'll pick one of those, and we'll have the winner on tomorrow on the show, which should be a lot of fun. All right? Tomorrow's program jam-packed. As always, so look forward to the conversation tomorrow. God bless, folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.